life, raise a family. Over the last 18 months to 2 years, have become incredibly frustrated with council. The decisions that they've made, the things they've allowed to go on, and then some of the seemingly small things that didn't make sense to not allow to go on. So really, the big thing for me, the motivating thing for me really was what, and I'm the first one to admit it, was what was proposed for Inkerman Street. It really just got so under my skin that I had to say to myself, if I don't at least try to get on council and provide an alternative to the residents who were literally bouncing off the walls with what the council was trying to do with that, then I can't expect anybody else to do it. I had to, you know, I watched as I walk along through Elsterwick on a regular basis, the dramas that were going on there, where the council seemingly was not putting up a fight for the residents. And then they finally get the towers with the supermarket and everything knocked back, but they've gone and approved a building almost as tall on the other side of the road with no parking, and just they just don't seem to be thinking about what we as the people need. And my whole campaign really has been about vote for me, don't vote for me. That's not the issue. I'm not going to lose any sleep if I'm told I don't have the honour of representing the residents. But choose candidates.
Harry, you have 1 minute left.
Thank you. But yeah, make sure we get independent candidates in who've only got allegiances to their neighbours and friends living in the area. Otherwise, we're going to end up with 4 more years of what we've got, and that's going to drive me insane.
Well said.
Thanks.